So when you love somebody, you give them what they really need. And your boyfriend needs you to be supportive of the fact that this game is important to his college career for scholarships. If you do get married, you'll be dancing together for the rest of your lives. Michelle. That's true. Well, I guess he'll be playing this game and I'll be sitting on the sidelines cheering. Dr. Laura. Good for you. That's the kind of woman a man should marry. Michelle, thank you so much, Dr. Laura. Oh, wait a minute, friends. The story does not end there. A few days later, I received this email from Michelle. Quote, a few days ago, I called in with a dilemma I had with prom because my boyfriend's championship lacrosse game with college scouts was the same night. You told me the story of the gift of the Magi, and that if you really loved someone, you'd be willing to give up whatever was most important to you, which for me was the prom. I took your advice and called up my boyfriend telling him that we would be going to his lacrosse game instead of senior prom. He explained to me that he knew that I would decide to go to his game, so he went ahead and bought our prom tickets so we would go to prom. So basically, I was willing to give up senior prom for him, and he was willing to give up what was most important to him, his championship game, proving the story of the gift of the Magi. But hold on, Dr. Laura, the story gets better. Yesterday we found out that because of some unknown factor, his championship game was changed from 7 o'clock at night to 3 in the afternoon. Is this a God thing? I think so. Now we not only get to go to the prom and his lacrosse game, but we have the knowledge that we are both willing to sacrifice what is most important to us because our love is stronger. I know that I'm only 17, but I think I found a keeper. Thank you so much for your wonderful advice to let my man know how important he is to me. This experience not only made me grow as a person, but strengthened our relationship as well. End quote. Now, dear friends, even some 17-year-olds can understand the beauty and meaning of having somebody care enough about you to put themselves aside for you. That beats every prom and game imaginable. And when you are living this scenario, no matter what grunge is going on in your life, your marriage is perfect. Introduction. This is not your typical marriage manual, not by a long shot. I'm not going to present the usual psychobabble nonsense that has been dominating the marital therapy field since the 60s, which condemns masculinity and disdains femininity, considering both some kind of disorder, while striving for the destructive lie of unisexuality. This sort of thinking takes the obvious concept of equality in the eyes of the law and the Lord and morphs it into a false concept of sameness. In addition to being utterly ridiculous, believing in sameness generates a lack of respect for the opposite sex and a denial of your need for the qualities of the other gender. A respect and admiration for the qualities of the opposite gender will feed you in ways you've ignored or never imagined. Sometimes this book will seem like a smack in the face. Other times, it will feel like a big hug. But it will always be about the truth. Men and women are as different as bananas and peaches. Sure, as fruits, they have commonality, but differences in texture, consistency, flavor, color, response to heat and cold, and nutritional content dictate a uniqueness that is to be appreciated, not criticized or dismissed in some bizarre notion that it hurts the banana if the peach is pink. I believe that the single most horrible problem for marriages today is the lack of understanding, not only of what is needed by a man and a woman, but also what is needed by a woman and a man. The very acceptance of the polarity of masculinity and femininity is what makes a tight, loving, long-lasting bond, not the more mundane issues like equal effort in housekeeping. I remember growing up with the jokes about the war between the sexes. That war was simply that men wanted sex without marriage and women wouldn't give sex without marriage. Men were clear on the kind of girl they would bring home to mother and have as a mother of their children. That was just a friendly skirmish compared to what the war is today, where the feminist demands by women have made, in my opinion, men and women have less respect and regard for women, femininity, motherhood, men, masculinity. Am I the only one sickened by heterosexuality? Fatherhood, family commitments, and marriage. Today's brave new world is frightening. It is a world where abortion is easily